At almost 10 to 5, time to get into our Friday caller participation topic. Tonight we discussed the Data Must Fall movement. There was a call earlier this week for a social media blackout with the aim of forcing the cell phone industry to lower their costs in this regard. We would love to hear your views on this topic. Do call us on 0105-000938. You can also WhatsApp us on 076-318-7375. Our SMS line is 41348 at 1 rand 50. Artist Ntsiki Mazwai was involved in this campaign and joins us in studio. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. I just hope we were talking to you about your music and everything else, but we'll
we will
pencil this
one. I'm like, oh my God, all this PR, what a waste.
We need to pencil that other one in. Talk us through the data campaign.
Okay.
What is it all about and how was it received?
Okay, I don't know. Do you want the poetic version of how everything like kind of exploded this, or do you want the technical financial talk
for
MoneyWeb?
I want exactly what hits me as a data consumer,
right?
And all of our other listeners,
right?
Who actually have to use data.
So obviously, you know that South Africa's got the second highest data prices in the world.
Yeah.
People are paying like 12 rand, 20 rand for a gig. We are paying 150 rand, which then makes it a very classist business system.
Yeah.
And most of our people are affected.
Mm-hmm.
We know we've got a high unemployment rate. We know that our students, we had Fees Must Fall just now.
Yes.
So we definitely have an economic problem in the country. So having these cellular networks exploit our people like this is unacceptable. It's illegal, it's unethical, it's actually disgusting and obscene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why it hasn't changed.
It actually closes a huge amount of people out of the market. And we've had reports following that the blackout itself that it wasn't well received. Not everybody was participating, and I'm guilty of that. Because of work, I have to go on social media and tweet the show.
Right.
What are your views on the success of that campaign this week?
First of all, I don't think that, for me, a failure would have been nobody talking about it.
Ah, okay.
If nothing had happened, then we would have failed. But the fact that we were off on this campaign, not even on the internet, but everybody on the internet is talking about us. So I'm not sure if that's a failure, guys.
Right.
And then second of all, when have they summed up the data and stuff? Because there's lots of obscure places, or you know, you haven't summed up how much loss was made on Wednesday. I'm sorry, it's still Friday.
Yeah.
You're lying. So for me, I'm like, oh, okay, why are they being so defensive so soon? And why are they shutting this movement down and calling it a failure so soon? And only means that they're actually threatened. So I encourage everyone to now to push even harder.
Yeah.
Even you, when you're not on the radio, then switch off, please. I'm like this disciplinarian type, and I shouted everybody on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went, I was like, your mobile data is off, right? Even the taxi driver, I was like, mobile off,
please.
Right? Like,
right.
I'm just like, guys, I can't afford this stuff, and I know you can't afford it. Please, can we just suffer 24 hours? And it's not going to take us long.
No.
Because this week, we've made a little bit of noise. Next week, there's going to be more of us.
Ah.
The following week, there's going to be more. It's just going to snowball. So it's really about maths and just
join
in.
Will there be more protests of this nature against
the system? Oh, absolutely.
Talk to us about that. What exactly is being planned going forward?
Going forward, okay, so we're going to do these blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, the thinking behind the blackouts is that if you are denying these cellular networks revenue and profits for one day, it actually makes a difference.
Yeah.
So if you think about like 50,000 of us denying them 10 rand.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
So, and there's 80 million cellular phone subscriptions in the country right now.
Mm.
So we have a lot of power.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of... Soweto alone is 5 million people.
Mm.
So if I just go on this campaign just in Soweto alone and pass out pamphlets and people get it, so I'm just like, guys, just join and you've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to lose.
Tell us then, what do we expect from the corporate system in the cell phone industry? What do you want them to do?
We want them to lower data prices.
Okay.
We can't be excluding such a huge amount of our population from information.
Mm-hmm.
In this age of information, it's actually a violation of a basic human right.
Right.
This is, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of damage that's been done from apartheid that's already disadvantaged the black youth. So now this is like the worst crime since apartheid, basically.
Lastly, isn't this a matter that government should play a role in where legislation is concerned?
Completely. I mean, we're all completely shocked. We're like, why isn't it regulated? Mm-hmm. And what's the role of ICASA? And now what I'm learning is that people who work at ICASA then go work at Vodacom, and then when they finish there, they go back to ICASA. You understand? So I'm like, so how can the corporates and ICASA be employing the same people? So we really have a problem in our country, and we really, as the public, need to start making noise. And I know for a fact that if we're taking away money, that's going to speak. We don't need to march and get out of our houses and be shot by the police, because the police are like vile right now.
Yeah, we can the power actually, we have.
And it's much more power than marching.
Thank you so, so much. We definitely have to have you back.
Please.
Thank you. Shamian, we'll correct the situation, right? Ntsiki Mazwai, artist right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, discussing the Data Must Fall campaign. On that note, enjoy some music by Colin Cruz with a song titled Congratulations before we wrap up.